Gary Woodland's parents were on hand at Pebble Beach for this 30-foot birdie putt that sealed his victory in the U.S. Open Championship. But his wife, Gabby, was back in Florida, where they make their home now. It was announced last week that she's pregnant with twins.
Identical twin girls were a surprise.
2 years ago, Woodland and his wife were also expecting twins, but one of them died during pregnancy. Before the 2017 U.S. Open, Woodland skipped the PGA Tour's earlier stop in Memphis, but he regrouped on the practice range. Prior to the Open 2 years ago, it was important for Woodland to be home when Gabby reached the 28-week plateau in her pregnancy. She was on bed rest in Florida when Woodland finished in a tie for 50th at the 2017 Open in Wisconsin.
How difficult was it playing and being separated?
You know, 28 weeks, 2 weeks ago, which is a big deal mentally, I think, more than anything for us. That was a big hurdle for us to get over as a family, and now I've kind of can relax a little bit and trying to get back to some golf, so hopefully good things to come.
Jackson Lynn was born a short time later, and this weekend he'll celebrate his second birthday. Woodland's golf got better, too. The following January, in 2018, he won in Phoenix.
Gary Woodland is the champion here in Phoenix.
While defending his title in Phoenix this year, Woodland was in the spotlight again, not for his golf, but for his companionship on one hole. During the tournament, Woodland befriended Amy Bockerstedt, a 20-year-old with Down syndrome. She was staring at a par putt with Woodland on the green while it was recorded on a PGA Tour video that went viral.
What do you think? Going a little left?
Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead and make that?
Okay. I got this.
You got it?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
And with thousands looking on from the stands, she sank the putt.
Yeah!
That is so awesome!
After winning the U.S. Open, Woodland says he recalled Amy Bockerstedt's attitude.
The world needs more of her in it. Her attitude, her love for life, love for the game, and her positive energy is so contagious.
Woodland says he wants to pass on the importance of a positive attitude to his own kids.
Life's not always going to, you know, be bells and whistles. There's going to be some bad things that happen in your life. There's going to be a lot of up and down, but the only thing you can control is your attitude. And if you do that, in the end, good things will happen. And, I said, Amy told me a million times when we were on that hole, I got this. And I told myself that a million times a day.
Woodland, still a young dad, carried that memory and that attitude with him Sunday as he sank his final putt on the 18th hole at Pebble Beach on Father's Day. For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Greg Eklund.